Hallelujah. Yahweh said that we are not the tail, we are not the Philistines. We are the head. We are the ones that have the authority of Yahweh. We are the ones that have the authority of Yahweh. Yah commands us to come into this house on the Shabbat and give him time. We don't come here. All drowsy you have every reason not to be. And I'm not going to let you do it. I don't care who you are. Period. You men, you act like men. You women, you carry yourself like a woman. And you prepare yourself for the buying of Yah. Does he have to prepare himself for work on Monday? Sure he does. The brother's working, you don't prepare yourself. You know it's a hard day, you go to work, don't you? You go to bed early. Hallelujah. It shows the drunkenness of Israel, how drunk we are. That's all it is a sign of that. You just sit here, you all, you carry your have. It's not pleasant for me to see that. And folks stay up all night watching television. There are people that sat up all last night, Friday night, watching television. All night. All night. They rented movies and they slept until the wee hours. They went to bed 3, 4 this morning. Got up at 9 and popped in another video. And that's the truth. We are the people of Yah. He has anointed our eyes with eyesight. Come on, brothers and sisters. That's why we are shallow the way we are. The wicked shall be turned into hell. And all nations that forget. Why do you forget? Because you're not constantly reminded. You don't hear. Children, young men, forget not the Torah of your Avad, neither the statutes or the guidance of your Imah, but bind them about your neck with a chain. Let them be a chain about you. Carry them on your neck. And they will take you the path that Yah ordained for you to walk in. And because we're not reminded, he wants to stir up our pure mind by way of remembrance. We forgot because we are drunk. We're lethargic, and a drunk spirit is one that is confused. It is a smile of idolatry because your mind is minding other things except the things of Yah. When the things of Yah, when we become in tune with the things of Yahweh, they will excite us. You tell me they're not excited about the ball games. I looked at the pictures today of the games last night. One of the high schools in Charlotte lost a football game. And you could see some of the expressions of the people. Some people, they left that high school football game and they stayed up all night reveling in that football game. And the truth of Yah doesn't quicken us. That's what the word of Yahweh is. Is his word quick? Is the word of Yahweh quick? Is it sharp and powerful? Is it Ruah? Does the Ruah bring life? So you get these damned up a twisted minds that are drunken with fleshly folly. You wake up in Yah's house. Discipline your children, all of them. I shouldn't have to say it, but I will say it. Hallelujah. They learn how to sit. They learn how to listen. They learn how to hear. They learn how to understand. Does the priest and the priestess of this world command that? When your sons and daughters play the video game, put them away. Are they not attentive? Do not they get emotionally involved? You can sit here like hypocrites all you want to. Even if you watch adults play it, you watch them. There's not a time when I go to Walmart, I walk over there to the games, there's not someone playing it. 99.9% of the time. And I simply watch. I don't like to watch the people in the sense that their parents may think or those with them, I'm some kind of a pedophile, a freak. You understand? I know how to watch, but my emphasis is not watching the game. I watch the children. I watch them. I watch them. And they're not even conscious of the environment. That is the truth. Y'all can sit here like hypocrites, but that's the truth. They're not even conscious. And they sit for hours, 3-4 hours a day. Most children, average child, spends 4 to 6 hours on a video game. And they spend 3 hours watching television. The average parent spends 6 hours watching television. How do you have time for your wife, your husband? Tell me. Because your time, does he command all our time? Well, sure he does. Does Yah command us to love him with all? Sure he does. Hallelujah. So we wake up in Yah's house. Stop it. Hallelujah. Let me read this from Jeremiah. The reason I must establish this is because what this generation thinks is that Yahweh is going to pity them. He's going to have this feeling that he is sharing our pain with us. But not so. The wicked is going to be turned into hell. He is not going to pity. I want to read you this account. As he commanded Israel to repent, it says in Jeremiah 13. I'll read verse 10 first. He identifies the people. The Ra is an evil people. Is it not the Rasha? It's an evil, lawless people. That's what the wicked is. It's an evil people. What he identifies them in Jeremiah 13:10. He said, this wonderful people are evil. He calls them a Rasha here. The wicked shall be turned into hell. Is that what he says? He said, this evil people, how do you know they're evil? How do you know you're evil? Which refuse to hear my what? When you refuse to hear the word of Yahweh, you're evil. He said, this is an evil people. Hear me, brothers and sisters. These are not my words. I warn us with great emphasis on the warning. I don't have the physical feel today to even preach. Period. I don't feel physically ready. But it's one thing that Yah has continued to express in my life, that I must prepare myself totally for the battle that is ahead. Not only mentally and spiritually above all, but I must prepare my physical apparatus for this. It's going to take more than I have to offer. So he calls them, he identifies the people, he says they are Rasha, they're evil. You have never shut your ears to hearing the correction of Yahweh, have you? You never shut your mind to those that have power to instruct. You never done that, have you? He said, you're evil people because you refuse. You reject to hear the word of Yahweh. You will not hear. That is the sure sign of a people that's evil. You will know you're evil because you reject. You will not hear the word of Yah. The wicked shall be turned into hell, brothers and sisters. And there's no burning up in hell because the false prophet will be there and his worm shall not die. That's why I want to retain that word, the talah, the worm. We are worms. Very important as I proceed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, this is an evil people. You know they're evil because, now that he did not just say they reject, he said they refuse. When someone refuses, they're adamant. They are defiant. They will say, to hell with you. Forgive me for that form of jargon, but that's just the truth. That's what they will say. He said, they refuse. They say, I will not. Well, what causes one to refuse? Because of your pride. You think you're better than a worm. You are a worm. That's what you are. A flat out maggot. That's what we are, maggot. Was thy wheat the apple of his eye? What do you find in apples when they're not cultivated right? Talk to me. Worms. Everything in Scripture is precise. And we're maggots. We're worms. He said, this is the people that refuse. This is the people. He said, this is the evil people because they refuse to hear my word. Who walk in the imagination of their lab. You never do that. You sit in Yah's house imagining vain things. You stare out of the window. You're looking for what? You're not going to find anything out there. He tells us to look up. For our redemption draweth nigh. He tells us to turn our eyes upon HaMashiach. Look unto Yah from which our riches come from. That's what he commands us. He said, because the imagination of the love, and they walk after God, their God, the God of your lust, the God of your emotions. You're lustful for this, you got to have that. I don't have to have nothing at all. And that's the truth. I don't need another suit of clothes. I truly do not. I don't need no money, and I have no money. Well, Pastor Roberts, the offering's coming, but I use it for the kingdom work. I said to Brother Justice as he came and his wife, and we enjoyed them. I did, really. He's a very precious man, knowledgeable of the truth. He met of Yah. And I said to him as we were talking, the brothers brought in an offering last week, but that specific offering was not even enough to pay the electric bill. I said to him, I said, what we have today with every nickel, excluding that, we have $1,400. He said, that's no money. I understand that. But I know that Yah is able to take that. And it is more. Do you understand? So in knowing that in all things I give him to die. Whether it's 1,400, 14,000, 14 cents, or $14. To die. To the Yah. To the Yah. He says, how many people are here? And that's it? Sure it is. To prove that he is mighty. Much is the little that a Tzedekah man has than all of the riches of the wicked. I'd rather have a little among us than to have millions and walk in wickedness, defying Yah. He said, they walk after gods to serve them and to worship them. Now, you think that that was just meant for those people back then? You think that this generation is not walking after God? The T.D. Jake God? The Oprah God? What she says is, quote, Bible truth, unquote. The George Bush God? The Rush Limbaugh God? The Al Sharpton God? The Jesse Jackson God? The Louis Farrakhan God? They take him out of the personality and they admire these men. They worship them. They esteem them higher than they esteem Yahweh. You're the same with your daughter God, your son God, mama God, kinfolk God, your religion God. You serve them. You don't serve Yah. He says, shall even be this girdle which is profitable for nothing. He said the girdle is profitable for nothing. Yahshua commands us, and Shaul says, our minds girded about with Torah. And a girdle is no profit if it doesn't hold you in. The reason I'm expressing it is because I must establish this before I go farther. Yah does not have the pity that we think that he has, or he will have upon an evil people. The wicked are going to be turned into hell, and that's the hell truth. And every nation that forgets Yahweh. And that is the hell's truth. Drop down to verse 12. He says, Yeremiah, therefore you shall speak this word. I don't want you to add anything. You tell them what I say. I don't want you to alter anything. This is the word you shall speak. This saith Yahweh, the sovereign ruler of Israel. He said, every bowl shall be filled with wine. And we are not vessels of Yahweh. Should not we be filled with the wine of the rebirth or the renewal of the ruler of Yah? We're filled with stagnant wine. We're filled with stench. Every kind of damnable thing it is. Every bottle shall be filled with wine. And they shall say to you, do we not certainly know that every bottle shall be filled with the wine? Don't we know that all of us shall be filled with the Ruah? We know that. The Baptists know that. The Pentecostals know that. The Apostolic. But the Baptist wine is different than the Methodist wine. And the Methodist wine is different than T.D. Jakes' wine. And the Catholic whore, this Jezebel, her wine is different than all of her Protestant little Jezebel daughters. And their Protestant little whore-hopping daughters, spewing this lie of their mama. Where I was born a Baptist, I'm going to die one. Mama, you die Baptist in hell, you're going to lift up your eyes. I want to die in Yahshua. I live in him, I move in him, I have my being in him. I want to die in Yahshua, I want to die no Baptist. I don't want to die a black man or a white man. I want to die a son of Yah, a true seed of Israel, a Hebrew, a Israelite, elected of Yahweh. That's what I want to die as. I want to make my calling and my election sure. And if you don't make yours sure, then woe unto you. Every bottle shall be filled with wine. So the Baptist whorehouses that rejected the infilling of the Ruah, they're all talking about that now. The Methodists, all of them now. They say, don't you know we need to be filled with wine? We know that. Then shall you say to them, this is what Yahweh says. I want you to behold, see, look. I will fill all the inhabitants of the land. Yah says, I'm going to do this. He said, even the kings, the Meleshim, he said, that sit upon Dawi's throne, and the Kohim, the priests, and the Nabis, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, I'm going to fill them with drunkenness. I'm going to fill them with this Babel spirit of confusion. I'm going to fill them with this mindset of idolatrous worship and paganism. Is that not an idolatrous worship coming out of T.D. Jakes' mouth? Yes, it is, brothers and sisters. It never, when the Ruach comes, it always reproves the world of sin. Those dogs do not reprove sin. Benny Hinn, they don't reprove sin. Old Roberts, I heard Richard Roberts 20 years ago, go said, I will never tell people about their sin. Even back then, that troubled me that this dog, Yeshua, he came, the Ruach came to show us our sins, our defiance of the Torah, that how we have broken the Torah of Yah, and turned and rejected and refused the Torah of Yah, and these children of hell will not tell you. That's what the Kohen was for. That's why Yahweh was raised up to Shoftim, the judges. And they would tell them their sins and cause them to fear Yah. And they would repent, would they not? And as soon as the Shoftim died, they would go back to their damnable ways, would they not? Why? Because he was a constant reminder. That's why the Yahweh said those that, the elder that rules well, he be honored among you. Because he reminds us of our sins. He reminds us of our false ways and our evil ways. He reminds us that the wicked shall be turned into hell. And all nations that forget Yah. He reminds us of that. So the elder that rules well, he shall be counted worthy of double, especially those that labor in the doctrine of Yeshua and labor in the doctrine of his Torah. That's why he should be counted worthy of honor. That he reminds us, he shares with us. It constantly shows up. But this is a wicked generation. It despises and it rejects the ordination of Yahweh. Yeshua ordained men today. He ordains the Raha. He ordained them out of the bosom of the heart of Yah, because he is the heart of Yah. And Yah said, I will give you men out of my heart, and they will hold fast my Torah, because the life of my Torah, Yeshua, shall rest in them. And I denounce every wicked word of hell, and all these lying servants of darkness that have led this nation and the people into this form of God worship and this pagan idolatry of confusion. Those that are Baptists are confused with the Baptist doctrine. Southern Baptists are confused with the Southern Baptist doctrine. The white Baptists are confused with the white doctrine. The black Baptists confused with the black doctrines. I don't take down. Hallelujah. And I'm not afraid either. Hallelujah. Oh man. I'm not afraid what no man can do to me. I'm not. This is what's going to save us. This is what's going to deliver us. You can think you're going to make it on popsicles and milkshake and cakes, cookies. You're wrong. You're not going to make it. It takes teeth to chew the meat, doesn't it? Cookies and cakes and sugar will rotten your teeth out. And so Yah desired to feed us with meat. In order for you to have meat and chew it, you got to have teeth. You may gum it, honey, but it doesn't sit well in your tummy, Tom. You need teeth. So we need teeth. And teeth are meant to bite, are they not? So Yah's going to take a bite out of your hips, all right? Let him bite you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let him show you your sins. Yah says, I'm going to fill Jerusalem and the inhabitants with drunkenness, this form of T.D. Jake worshiping. Paul Crouch, a homosexual pervert, vile dog of hell, and they send millions of dollars to this child of darkness. This pervert. People watch that dog, a pure faggot. I don't care what the faggots say. I don't care if they tell me I'm intolerant. They're the most intolerant dogs of hell. You don't agree with their faggot ways and you're homophobic. No, I just don't want a faggot dog touching me. That's not a human. Period. I want your butch bull dagger daughter touching me either. That's subhuman. It's not even a human being. That's not the Ruach of Yah. These intolerant dogs, what they are? Homophobia. No, I'm just scared of them dogs. I don't want that filthy thing on me. Don't touch me. I don't have time for no faggot. These faggot dogs, I was reading something the other day, and the article consisted of this ignorant generation of people that these preachers, you will never hear T.D. Jakes talk about adultery. You never heard Paul Krause talk about that. They will talk about the homosexuals, but they don't want to talk about the homosexuals. You say what you want, you don't have been here to talk about that. These men have lost the natural fervor for a woman. And the article was talking about how they take your sons and your daughters like these Catholic priests of hell, raping the sons and pedophiling the daughters. taking your sons and raping them and rape you too, mamas and daddies, you ignorant children of hell. Raping your sons and daughters, that's not even the full or the gist of the story that has been told on these corrupt children, because they're idolatrous. They're priests of Moloch and Mocham. When you have preachers like that, they sacrifice children, don't they? That's why the schools are training your children. I don't care what you say, parents. You that are listening, you that are here, they train them to defy you. Because they're priests and priestesses of hell. Corruption is in the school, rebelliousness. They rebel everything they do. You say something, you turn up their nose. And they want to fight. They argue with you. You don't know how to draw that damnable thing from their wicked hearts. Because the pot can't say to the pot can't say to the gander, or the pot can't say to the blackness of the pot, you're black. The pot is black. So you're blackened with sin. How could you instruct them? You can't. How could you trust the wicked to train your sons and daughters? You are ignorant as hell. That's the truth. How do you trust them in university to train your sons and daughters? I was reading some of the most dismal. This woman who's in Iraq, she said that they called me up, told me that I was going to Iraq. She says, when I get to Iraq, she says, everything you got to wait. You got to wait to bathe. You got to wait to use the restroom. She says, I was in the Jeep with the woman. The woman says, she was an officer. She said, who got a cup? So one of the men gave her a cup and they pull up their ponchos. She just squatted back there. But that's what they're doing to the women. She said, and the sergeant, he was a very proper man. So I was riding with him, and one night, it was at night, he stopped the gamma goat. He got out, went to the other side, he pulled me out. She said, I was terrified what he did to me. I filed a complaint, they did nothing. She said, I was transferred to Germany after my time was up, and there he was in Germany. She said, I went in a rage. She said, I was horrified that they still let this man operate like this. Hear me, brothers and sisters. Do you know what they did with her? They put her in an asylum. She had to get psychiatric treatment. And she also said that all the women there, that many of them would sleep with everyone that was there. And most of them, they trained them to be whores. I don't care what you might think, they may be prim and right. That's what the world is doing to your sons and daughters. That's why it commands you parents to bring them up in the fear of Yahweh. You bring them up in the fear of Almighty Yah, that they may be nurtured. Make sure they were married or what? Jezebel's from hell? These men get aggressive. They talk about these armies of the world, Sierra Leone, Sri Lanka. The army, they're going to these countries, these UN forces, they're raping the women. They're doing them like dogs. And those women in those countries, they don't smell like women in America that pamper themselves and get half naked as hell. When they hit the shores of this nation, we've seen the precursor of that with this black water, Mr. Prince, and these dogs over here in Iraq, they have no emotions at all. They will blow your head over like they blow a watermelon. You may think that it's just some little miscoincidental, but you're wrong, my friends. You're going to bring this nation down to a whore. She's already down to a whore. But they're going to make her drop her skirt like Yah says. I'm going to pull your skirt up, Yisrael. I'm going to show them your drawers. They got holes. They're going to see the blood that run down from you. This whore, she is full of sin. The blood is upon her hands. She has destroyed many. You cannot be a partaker of her sin. Her religious system, Yah says, is going to be turned into hell because it caused people to forget God, to forget Yah, and turn away from the Torah of Yah. That's what it does. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, I'm going to fill them with drunk. Why are you going to do that, Yah? Verse 14. Yeremiah 13, 14. He said, I would dash them one against another, even the Avot and the sons together, saith Yah. He said, and I will have Hamal. I will have pity. Does he say that? Now this is the mentality of Yahweh. He said, I will not have pity. Well, after he dashed two or three, he'll have pity. He said, I will not. He said, I will not have pity, nor will I spare, nor will I have mercy, but destroy them. He said, I will Hamal. I will not have any compassion. I will not be sorrowful for what I've done. I will not suffer because of the distress I will not regret what I'm doing. That's what he said. Now listen, I want you to understand this, because those that go into hell, he's not going to have any regret for that. He's not going to have any sorrow. See, that's what this world thinks. Well, yeah, he can't let them suffer like that, because he's going to be sympathetic. He said, I will not have pity. I will not have pity. Oh, but hear this. He said, I'm not going to have any pity. I'm not going to have any hamal upon them. I will not spare them. I will not regret it. He said, I will not even share their pain. His mercy is with us, brothers and sisters. He shares our, he feels it. He's touched by our infirmities, is he not? So Yahweh, he feels our pains. He feels our infirmities. He understands. He shares that with us. He said, I know you're worm, but I share that with you, worm. He said, but because of this house, they will not repent. Because man has rejected my Torah. He said, the hour is coming. He said, I'm going to cause the son. He's causing the sons to dash the fathers today. They fight. They raise hell. They reject. Their eyes cut one another. Yes, they do. He said, I'm going to dash them against one another. I will not have any pity. He said, no, thou hast mercy. I will destroy them. Then he says in verse 15, listen and give ear. He that hath ear, let him hear what the Ruach says. Listen and give ear. Be not proud, for Yahweh has spoken. What I've preached to you so far, Yahweh has spoken. Be not proud. You better listen and hear what he says. Give honor to Yahweh, your Abba, before he calls darkness, and before your feet stumble upon the dark mountain. And while you look for light, while you try to find Yahshua, he turns it into the shadow of death, and he will make gross darkness. Do you all hear that? Give honor unto Yahweh, your Abba, before he turns your light into darkness. And you look for light, and there's no dark light. He takes your darkness and turns it into gross darkness. There are those that their minds are full of gross darkness. They reject his name. They reject his truth. They reject his Torah. Yah's going to have pity on his name. Turn quickly, right quick. I want to read this. It says in Ezekiel. He says in Ezekiel, chapter 36:21. Ezekiel. He says, Yahweh says, but I had pity for my Kadosh name, which the bad Israel have profaned among the heathens wherever they went. Yah says, I'm going to have compassion on my name. Ezekiel 36:21. What name he's going to have compassion on? Lord. To hell with all lords. They're damnable beasts. Gods. All gods are dogs. Yah is not a god. If Shaitan is a god, Yah is not one. If Baal is a god, Yah cannot be that. If Belpora is a god, Yah cannot be that. He cannot be what they are. For he is high above them. He is far above them. He made Yahshua a little lower than the Melechim. That's what he made. And that's what he made man a little lower than the Melechim. But Yah is not lower than man. And he is not lower than the Melechim. And if Shaitan is a god, Belapora, Molech, Molcham, Zeus, Jupiter, if they are gods, Yah cannot be a god. And they are dogs. And all the Greek gods and all the Egyptian gods, they are dogs. I don't care if it's an Islam god. I don't care if it's the god of the Amorites, of the Hittites, of the Jebusites. They are dogs. There's only one true almighty one. And his name expressed the power of whom he is. And he's going to have pity upon his name. He's going to have compassion on his name. He said, I did that for them in my name, and they rejected it. I sent my truth in my name in Yahshua, and they rejected it. He's not going to have compassion. He's not going to do what we think he's going to do, brothers and sisters. And that is the truth. Jeremiah. This is why he's not going to have pity. Turn back to Jeremiah 13. I want to show you why he's not going to have pity, brothers and sisters. I must establish this, because when I go farther into this message on next week, and I will, I'm going to finish it. It may take me a couple of Shabbats, but I will finish it. This is the hell's truth. This is no secular, sensual truth. This is the hell's truth. Hell is real. He says in Jeremiah 13:27, I want to read this. He says, I have seen, this is why he said, I will not have pity. Yah says, I have seen your adulterous. Neoth, your idolatrous worship, your pagan worship. He says, I've seen your adulterous. He says, I've seen your nigh and your knee in. I've seen your long passionate cry of grief and despair like a horse. That's what a horse does. May not sound like it was close enough. All right. He said, I've seen all that. You'll cry. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Do it again. They do that in these whole houses. We've all been taught to do that. It's kneeing. Y'all have seen that. I've seen your damn trash. That's what it is to him. He said, I've seen it. He said, I've seen the lewdness, the evilness, your evil plan, your lewdness of mind, your corruption of your whoredom, your filthiness, your idolatrous pagan worship, and your abominations on the hills in the field. See, they think their little whole houses are Samaria. The Samaritan woman said to Yahshua, she said that our fathers worship Yahshua, worship Yah in the hills of Samaria. That's what she said. At the mountain. He said, woman, I want to tell you something. For the time has come now. I'm that time. For the true Israelites, the true worships, will worship Yah in Ruah and in the power of His truth. His Torah. The true worshipers. So they got their whole houses, their own hills, their pinnacles, their steeples of hell, these dark insignias upon the top of them. They set tall in the cities, don't they? Sure they do. The most spectacular structure of architectural design. Yah says, you commit your abominations in these whole houses on the field. He said, woe to you, Jerusalem. Will you not be made clean? When shall it once be? Will you not be bathed in the dam of Yahshua, Jerusalem, Israel, when it shall be today? Will you not allow the blood to cleanse you? You not wash your mind and your ruah? You're not going to have pity on this Jezebel. Why? Because of her sins, her abominable works, her wickedness. And in these whole houses, they're doing every kind of abominable thing. They're dancing, they're miming, everything. Yahshua never used mime to draw anyone. Why? Because all those that come unto him, Yahshua, it was Yahweh that drew them unto Yahshua. You cannot even come unto the Abba unless he draws you. And Yah does not use the pagan fiends to draw people unto him. He uses truth, his Torah. It is his Ruah that draws. And no man can come unto him unless he draws them. So they got every kind of abomination in these whole houses, miming this false animation. It is from hell. It is from hell, brothers and sisters. It is from hell. I was listening to that dog down there in Florida. What's his name? The Paula White, that effeminate thing she got of her husband. What's his name? Randy White? Randy White and Paula. These are his words, not my words. He said, I want my black brothers and sisters to come and sing, because they, white folks, you all just can't sing like my black brothers and sisters. He said, I will not be satisfied until my black brothers and sisters are free to own land, free to do this and free to do that, like white folks. Now, I show up this dog, that's only as a child of hell. They are perverters, they are robbers, and all down there, the little Negroes around them, they have robbed them, they have stolen, they live like rich kings and rich queens. They drive Rolls Royces and fine cars and Learjets, $3 million condos, and all that for those crazy Negroes. We give every dime, every nickel. And there are folks that sit and listen to me today and will not send one dime for those in Africa to hear the word of Yah, or those in India. An extortionist from hell. Why? Because they bring their offerings to the priest and the priestess of Baal. That's why they call upon Baal, Lord, God, Lord, to hell with all gods. I can say that because Shaitan is a god. I damn all gods. Ahava Yah. I love Yahshua. I will obey you, Yah. Whatever you tell me to do, please help me to do it. I want to do it, Yah. I'm ignorant. And what time you went to my ignorance? But you call me to repent now. Don't walk in the same ignorance I walked in yesterday. Be ashamed of the ignorance from yesterday. Don't walk in the ignorance I walked in yesterday. Don't say the things I said yesterday. Don't act the way I acted yesterday. Hallelujah. That's the truth. He said, the reason I'm doing this is because you're abominations, an American adulteress. Do we flirt with Yah? We put Him aside because we see something that it appears to be more tantalizing to our eyes, don't we? That's what Scripture says. Yeshua says that when the word is sown, and He said, because of the cares of this life, the deceitfulness of riches, and other lusts in, it chokes out the word of Yah, and we become unfruitful. We're unfruitful. We don't bear the abundance of fruit like we ought to. That He told us, be not proud, man. When a man is proud, he esteems himself above everyone. He thinks, well, that's not me. Now, that's me. You're known to me by your judgment. You make yourself known that you execute judgment upon me. You that are fools cannot receive that. He's not going to have pity, brothers and sisters. He means what he says. Turn quickly to Yizkel, Ezekiel 5. I'm warned already. Hallelujah. Yizkel 5. Well, it began in verse 5. These are the judgments that Yah declares upon Israel, the whole house. And the reason why, because they're adulterers. The wicked is going to be turned into hell. Now, brothers and sisters, we are warned. He's letting us know that so that we will not be taken by this judgment that He shall bring upon the wicked and turn us into hell. He wants to save Israel, so that's why He warns us. That's why He brings judgment to us. He says in Ezekiel 5:5, this saith Yah, the sovereign Yahweh. Now, this is not Yeshkel, Ezekiel talking. This is Yahweh talking, speaking to this man. This is Jerusalem. I have set it in the midst of the nations and the countries that are around her. And she has changed my mishpatim into wickedness. That's what Jerusalem has done. We that have been birthed from above by Jerusalem, we have changed the judgments in the Yahweh to our own corruption, have we not? Our own wickedness. The wicked shall be turned into hell. What do you mean, preacher? Because we don't judge others like we judge ourselves. You will never see fruit. A farmer, he's got to get out and get the weeds out. You got to hit it every day. A guard, you got to look at it every day. You'd be surprised what transpired between the morning and the evening in a gardener. You got to look at it every day. We got to judge our lives. We got to let the light of Yeshua shine in us daily. We got to let that light cover us every day. At the end of the day, you can look at yourself and see where you've failed Him. Know that you're warm and you see His mercies, His compassion upon you. We don't think like that. Because we're full of pride, self-righteousness. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all nations that forget Yah. He said, you have changed my mishpatim, my judgment, into wickedness more than the other nations, and my statutes more than the other countries that are around about you. You tell me these are not important to Yah? For they have refused, they have rejected my mishpatim, my statutes, and they have not walked in them. We love the judgment of Yah, don't we? He makes Himself known by His mishpatim, what He executes. The wicked shall be snared by their own wickedness. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all nations that forget Yah. Shaitan is wicked, the false prophet. These false kingdoms, the kings of Jerusalem, all be turned into hell. Everlasting one, going to hell. Arafat, Ariel Sharon, Omar, they're all going to hell. Bush, Clinton, everlasting one of them. The children birthed out of the belly of hell. I don't care about their philanthropy, it means nothing. Agnostics and atheists do more philanthropy than those that call themselves, quote, Christians, unquote. That is the truth. He said, you are rejected, you are refused. Those things that are valuable to me, my mishpatim, my statutes. You have not walked in them. Therefore, this says sovereign Yahweh, because you multiply more than the nations all around you. And I have not walked in my statutes, neither have you kept my judgment, my mishpatim. Neither have you done them according to the judgment of the nations that are round about you. They are more righteous than you. They have a more sincere devotion than you. They have with more fear than you have. At least when you say something to them about His name, they will fear you and try to stay away from you. Sure they will. Man, other day rose up. You going to talk about religion to me? And the man talking about religion. And he simply said they're false. All gods and all hearts. Baal's is not of Yah. That's the titles. No name. The man rose up like a venomous viper out of hell. I said to him, I would like to have been there just to see that. That's why you don't cast the pearls of Yah before these swans and these dogs. Give that which is kadosh unto dogs. They puke it up. They don't like the taste of it. Hallelujah. He says in verse 8, therefore says Yah, I want you to see, even I am against you. Do you all hear that? You know what that word, that verb against means? It's this hostility. He's against you. He said, I am against you and will execute judgment, mishpatim, in the midst of you, in the sight of the nations. He says in verse 9, and I will do it, and I will do in you that which I have not done. Wherefore I will not do any more and the likes because of all of your abomination. He said, therefore your avat shall eat the sons in the midst of you, and the sons shall eat their avat. And I will execute mishpatim in you, and the whole remnant of you will be scattered. I bless him for that. He said, I'm going to scatter the whole remnant to the winds. Wherefore, as I live, saith Yahweh, the sovereign ruler, Yah, surely because you have defiled my kadosh place with all your detestable things and with all your abomination, therefore will I also diminish you. Now hear this. He said, I'm going to bring you down to nothing. Neither shall my eyes spare you, and I will have any pity. Neither, listen now, will I have any pity. There's not going to be one scintilla. Now, when he said, I won't give you pity, there's room there. But when he said, there shall not be any, none, no mercies. I'm not going to feel your pain. I'm not going to feel your sorrow. He said, I will not pity you. In hell, the hell's truth is not going to pity them. You think he's going to pity Shaitan? You think he's going to be remorse for this false, deceived spirit that has bitter prevail, a wickedness that commit, causing adulterous spirits to fill this earth rapidly? He said, I will not even spare you. And I will not have any pity. Not any. If he had said, I will have some pity, that would give us hope. He said, I am not going to show you any pity at all. Period. Because of your unclean, detestable abominations. Because of your filthy way. For you had no girdle in your mind to keep you from those ways. So you were loose. You did what you want to. Just like when one gets free from their parents, I'm free, honey, to do what I want to. And they get involved in every kind of filthy, wicked thing it is. Is that so? Sure it's so. But I like this part here in verse 12. Find me here, Yah. I want to be found here. Why? A third part of you shall die in pestilence, and with famine shall they be consumed in the midst of you. And a third part, 33%, shall fall by the sword round about you. And I will... This is where I want to be found right here. This is where I'm found. And I will scatter a third part into all the winds, and I will draw out a sword after them. For the word of Yah is powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Draw your sword after me, Yah. Let it cut. Let it divide. Let it show me, Yah. Let it cut the fat from around my head, my heart. He's going to save a remnant. Small remnant of the whole. See, this is where I want to be found. You better begin to study the book. You got time to talk a lot, don't you? No time for this. You better study to show yourself approved. That's the only thing to show yourself approved unto Yah. Study. Study. We have learned to do wicked well, and we started to rebel well, haven't we? You look at others, yeah, they're rebelling. You rebel the same way. Come on here, somebody. You better look at others that study and desire that same. Hallelujah. If I don't get my belly filled with this feeding, something is not right. Something is not right. Hallelujah. Yah says, In this manner shall my anger be accomplished. And I will cause my hostility, my fury, to rest upon them. And I will not be comforted. You tell me you're going to cause your fury, your anger to rest? And he says he's going to be what? He's going to be satisfied? He's going to be pleased? Is this the thing Abba we serve? He said, I'm going to be comforted. And I will be comforted. And they shall know that I, Yahweh, have spoken it in my what? Zeal. Fanatical. That's what zeal is. It's fanatical. He says, I'm fanatical about this. So you know I've spoken it. But I will be comforted. When I have accomplished my what? My hot displeasure in them. His fury. That's what his fury is. It's a hot displeasure. Don't you rage in fury when you're displeased in something? I do that often around here. I'm not going to lie to you. I show my displeasure when things are not done. When they're so simple to do. I show my hot displeasure. I do. He said, when my hot displeasure, my fury shall be accomplished. And he's going to accomplish it. And no pity. The reason I want to establish it is because he's not going to have remorse. He's not going to have pity for those in hell. Because he's given us ample warning. He sent them down me. He sent the Shaphtim, the judges, the prophets. He sent them to us. He sent the Ra'ab, the pastors at this lab, to warn us, to feed us. We're a generation that still cares for the deceitfulness of this world, the corruption of riches, and the lust fill our lap. And scripture tells us not to lust. Torah tells us not to lust after our neighbors, his things, his possessions. And we see this world that has the things that it has, and we lust after that. It should not be. He satisfies our mouth with tough things. Does he not? This world doesn't satisfy you not with the tough thing. No credit card don't satisfy you. Take every dime. You say what you want to. Money in the bank, you're scared whether it's going to fall. These banks are going to fall, brothers and sisters. When they fall, we're not going to be able to take it out. Well, if you keep your money here, it's not going to be worth a nick if you keep it in a shoebox under your bed. It means nothing. What difference? We don't have enough to spend. What we do have, we're going to spend it. For what? The kingdom work. Hallelujah. We don't need no 2007-8 Cadillacs or nothing. We get the 90s. Just need something to get us from A to B. That's all we need. And the food. Hallelujah. Food. What? This that satisfies our belly in the famine. Hallelujah. He said, I'm going to be comforted. He says in verse 14, moreover, I will make you waste and a reproach among the nations and around about you in the sight that all pass by. So it shall be a reproach and a taunt, an instruction of an astonishment to the nations that are round about you. When I shall execute Mishpatim judgment in you in anger and in fury and in furious rebuke. He said, ah, Yahweh has spoken this. Now what he's trying to speak to us is Israel. That if we would turn from our wickedness and begin to call upon his name, if my people who are called by my name, and we are the sons of Yah, we're not the sons of God, will turn from their wicked ways. And we began to seek his face. We're going to look for light, there will be no light. And they were to humble themselves. Cast out that damnable pride. You think a pair of shoes make you something? You're a worm. You're a worm in a pair of shoes. You're a worm in a $300 dress. You're a worm in a $10 suit. And $120 shoes. Still worms. So he wants us to understand we're worms so we may understand the value of whom he is. And the power of his place, that you've got to appreciate his place. And once you appreciate his place, then you will total him for your place, knowing that you're a worm, and what he will do for the worm. He's going to save the remnant of the house of Israel. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all nations that forget Yah. We're nothing but Talah, a worm, I'm going to stop there. Next Shabbat, I'm going to finish the next aspect of this. May God enrich you today. I'm all out. Hallelujah. May He strengthen you all. May He cause you to be fat. And the riches of Yahshua. I speak the words to correct us, to show us our sins, our errors, that we may turn from our wicked ways. We may repent and turn from our wicked ways and call upon Him. Humble ourselves. Only then, if He's going to heal us, we'll have the strength to go beyond this place that we are. May God strengthen you, Yisrael, you that are listening, all you that are listening. May He bless you all on the live broadcast, wherever you're listening from me. Cause His light to shine upon you and cause His love to fill your lap. Yah is wonderful. And He's the blessed assurance for us. He is our promise. Yeshua is all that we need. Without Him, we have nothing. All things we need, we find in Yeshua. For He is the fullness of the host of bread. And I want the bread. You understand? I like bread. I don't eat it like I used to, but I still like bread. I like bread. I just don't eat it like I used to. I could not eat anything without bread. I don't care what it was. It had to be bread. I couldn't eat anything without bread. I could not just eat a bowl of rice without bread. I don't care what it was. I had to have bread. I could not eat a piece of fish or anything without bread. I don't care if it was a steak. I had to have bread. Hallelujah. But now I have the whole stale bread. It keeps me staying in the way. And we need to eat from that bread to keep us in the stayed way. That we stay in the way. Not in the way that seems right, but the way that's right. May Yah strengthen us all. May He bless us all. That are listening, may He strengthen you all. May He cause His Ruach to... May Yah Baraki. Come on, you all listening. I don't intend to make no friends. Because, are you a friend of Yahshua? Well, He's my friend too. How do you know you're His friend? Huh? He said that. You do what I command you, then you're my friend. Yah bless you all. Come on and sing. Hallelujah. May Yah Barak you all. Bless you, my friends, you all that are listening, whoever you're listening from, all of you all today. Don't know you all. We bless you all. Be encouraged. Yah strengthen you all. Come on, brothers. Let's pray. Hallelujah. Thank you.
We do barak you this day, Almighty Yah. I do want you to bless Sister Thelma there in Louisiana, her faithfulness and her gifts. For the work of the ministry, we do bless you for all of her kindness. We ask your strength upon Israel, Brother Dean there in Chicago, Yah. And Sister Hansen in Indiana, Yah, her faithful gifts. The work of the ministry, Brother Mike. Sister Michael, our Brother Alex, and all of our friends and listeners, Yah, you see them, bless them, enrich them. So we take great delight in what you command us and speak to us. We ask it all in Yeshua's mighty name. Israel cried, hallelujah. 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 Shalom.